各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠慈爱常常跟我们大家同在。
May the grace and mercy of Lord Jesus be with us always.
我们今天早上来学习西西家王的事迹。
This morning we're going to learn about the story of King Hezekiah.
西西家是犹大国的第十二代王。
King Hezekiah was the 12th king of the kingdom of Judah.
他25岁的时候登基做王。
When he was 25 years old, he became king.
总共做王的时间29年。
And he was king for 29 years.
在圣经里面所记载的列王当中啊，西家是算一个好王。
And of the kings recorded in the Bible, King Hezekiah is considered a good king.
我们知道王国分裂以后啊，北朝有19代王。
We know that after the kingdom of Israel was divided, the northern kingdom Israel had 19 kings.
没有一个好王，所以很快以色列王朝就灭亡了。
And of the 19 kings, there wasn't a single good king, and so the kingdom was destroyed very quickly.
南朝的犹大有一半的王是好王。
For the southern kingdom of Judah, half of the kings were good kings.
所以他们的王国可以再延续到一百多年。
And so their kingdom was not destroyed until 100 years after Israel was destroyed.
圣经里面记载，西西家做王以后啊，他定义效法他的祖先大卫所行的。
The Bible records that after King Hezekiah became king,He wanted to do all that was right according to his father David had done.
大卫一生啊，寻求神的旨意，行神所喜悦的事情。
Throughout the life of David, he sought after the will of God and did what was right according to the will of God.
所以历代的王在判断这个王好不好，就是看他是不是像大卫一样来行神的旨意。
So in the Chronicles of the Kings, to determine whether a king was good or bad, they based it whether they followed in the steps of David.
所以圣经里面说啊，大卫是一个合神心意的王。
And that's why the Bible says David was a king after God's own heart.
所以神帮助他，让他的王国非常的强盛。
So God assisted David so that his kingdom was very strong.
到处征战得胜利。
And whenever he went to war, he had victory.
所以建立了以色列王朝当中啊最强盛的国度。
And he also established the strongest reign in all of the kingdom of Israel's history.
从埃及小河一直到伯拉大河，整片的土地啊都在他的统治之下。
And under his reign, he conquered the land all the way from the river Egypt to the Euphrates River.
大卫的儿子所罗门就是继承这个王国。
And David's son, King Solomon, inherited this kingdom.
国家非常的安定富足。
And so the kingdom was at peace and was very prosperous at that time.
但是很可惜，所罗门晚年的时候啊，他受到妃嫔的影响去拜偶像。
But it was very unfortunate that in the latter years of King Solomon, he was influenced by his concubines and he went to worship idols.
所以所罗门在晚年的时候是在内忧外患当中离开世界。
So in the older years of King Solomon, he drifted away from God and lived in despair and died.
所罗门的儿子罗伯安做王的时候，王国就分裂了。
And when the king, Rehoboam, son of Solomon, became king, the kingdom was divided.
因为所罗门离开神。
Because King Solomon had already departed from God.
所以神就把十个支派归给耶罗伯安。
So God gave 10 tribes to Jeroboam.
罗伯安做王的时候，圣经里面说他前三年遵守神的道。
The kingdom records that when King Rehoboam was king, he kept the commandments of God for the first three years.
所以神让他的王国强盛三年。
So God allowed his kingdom to be strong and powerful for the first three years.
后来他离开神以后他的王国就衰败下来了。
But after he departed from God, his kingdom began to go in a decline.
所以圣经说所到三年强盛三年。
And so the Bible records that because he kept the commandments for 3 years, he was strong for 3 years.
西西家在做王的时候啊，他看到他父亲的时代。
When King Hezekiah was king, he also saw what happened in his father's generation.
因为离开神，所以整个国家受到相当大的羞辱。
He saw that because the kingdom departed from God in his father's generation, they were put to shame.
国势非常的衰弱。
And their kingdom was very weak.
他也看到以色列王国。
He also saw the northern kingdom of Israel.
所以呢，做王以后啊，就决心啊，不再走他父亲走过的道路。
So after he became king, he made a determination not to follow the steps of his father.
因为他看到他父亲啊，离开神，这是给犹大带来苦难的原因。
And he saw that the reason why Judah was in such anguish was because his father had departed from God.
所以他从历史当中啊得到教训。
And so he learned his lessons from history.
离开神啊，这个国家就会遭遇到很多的苦难。
He learned that if he departed from God, then his kingdom will suffer.
啊，所以他立定寻求神。
So he made a determination to follow God.
所以神让他的国度复兴。
And so God allowed his kingdom to be restored.
让他神帮助他跟强大的敌人打仗。
And God assisted him and fought powerful enemies.
他根本不要会一兵一卒啊啊就战胜了敌人。
He didn't even have to send a single person to go fight, and he won the battle.
所以圣经里面说啊，从前所写的圣经啊，都是为教训我们写的。
And that's why the Bible says all that was recorded in the scriptures was written for us.
我们可以从圣经里面的一些人物啊，找到我们人生的正确的方向。
And it was written for an instruction so that when we study the characters of the Bible, we can find our direction in life.
耶利米先知也说啊，我们常常走在那个十字路口一样。
The prophet Jeremiah also said we're often in the crossroads.
啊，但是我们要冷静去思考。
But we have to stop and think.
啊，要去访问古道。
We have to find the old path.
啊，神会指示我们什么是正路。
And God will direct us in what is the right path.
我们就要住在当中。
And we must walk in it.
所以，我们今天希望能够从西家一生的事迹啊，啊，带给我们一些属灵上的教训。
So this morning, we hope that we can learn some spiritual teachings from the life of Hezekiah.
我们看列王记下十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 18.
第三节
verse
3. 列王记下十八章第三节
2 Kings chapter 18 verse 3.
说西西家行神眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。哦，所以写圣经的人呢，一开始就说这个西西家王是一个遵守神命令的人。
So in this passage, we see that the author of this book immediately says that King Hezekiah was a person who kept the commandments of God.
他的王国能够强盛，因为他行神眼中看为正的事情。
Under his reign, the kingdom was powerful because he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
我们人有我们人的一些看法。
As people, we have our own opinions.
但是我们认为对的不一定是对。
But what we consider as right may not necessarily be right.
我们认为不对的不见得是对，不对。
What we consider as wrong may not necessarily be wrong.
我们所要去寻求的是什么是神看为正的事情。
What we must seek after is what God considers as right.
因为神认为对的才是真正对的。
Because only what God considers as right is
truly right. 人的观念、道德标准常常随着时代改变。
People's perspective and values will change with time.
啊，但是神是绝对的，他的是非啊，他的道理是永远不改变的。
But we know that God's standard is absolute. It will never change.
我们看十八章的第五节。
Let's look at verse 5 of chapter 18.
十八章第五节。
Second Kings 18 verse 5.
西家倚靠主以色列的神。在他前客的犹大列王中，没有一个能够比得上他的。第六节
，six，
因为他专靠神，总不离开，谨守神所吩咐摩西的诫命。这里讲到西家，他遵守神的诫命，总不离开。
This passage mentions that King Hezekiah kept the commandments of God and held fast to them.
所以呢, 行神的道啊, 行得非常彻底。
So when he kept the commandments of God, he kept it very thoroughly.
啊, 离这一切神所不喜悦的事情。
And he departed from everything that God was not pleased with.
他说列王当中啊, 很少像他这样的。
And so the passage says, among all the kings, there was none like him.
所以第七节就说, 神就跟他同在。
And in verse 7, it says, the Lord was with him.
他无论往哪里去啊, 尽都亨通。
And he prospered wherever he went.
啊, 他背叛不肯侍奉亚述王。
And also mentions that he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him.
有关跟亚述王的事迹啊, 我们下, 等一下再谈。
And we'll talk about the king of Assyria later.
我们看回来这个18章的第4节。
But let's come back to verse 4 of verse chapter 18.
列王记下18章第4节。
2 Kings 18 verse 4.
说他废弃丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那个时候，以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，西家叫铜蛇为铜块。这里讲到他为着要专心。 啊, 寻求神。
And this passage says, in order to help the people wholeheartedly follow God.
所以他把国中的一些丘坛啊, 偶像, 还有木偶啊, 啊, 这些通通除掉。
He removed the high places, the sacred pillars, and the wooden images in the kingdom.
我们知道真正的神是灵啊, 神不要我们用物质的东西来代替他。
We know that the true God is spirit, and he doesn't want us to use physical objects to replace him.
当然魔鬼常常啊, 借着一些物质的东西啊, 啊, 要让人来取代神在我们心中的地位。
But the devil often wants to use physical things to replace God's place in our heart.
所以圣经里面说啊, 其实这个偶像啊, 不会降灾, 也不会束缚。
And that's why the Bible says these idols will not bless or curse.
啊, 但是偶像的背后是邪恶的树立, 魔鬼的工具。
But behind the idols is this force of evil and the power of Satan.
啊, 所以神, 魔鬼常常借着这些偶像啊, 啊, 来引诱人啊, 离开神。
So the devil will often use these idols to tempt people to draw them away from God.
所以一个人啊, 寻求专心归向神的话,
So a person wants to wholeheartedly seek after God.
啊, 就要不顾一切啊, 把一切能够代替神的东西啊, 啊, 全部都把它除掉。
He will have to utterly remove everything that is replacing God.
啊,这个秋坛啊, 本来他们祖先, 神曾经叫他们, 啊, 竹坛来献祭。
And when it refers to the high places, we know that in the early days, God had told their forefathers to build altars.
啊, 但是那个坛的石头是不能够经过人工凿过的。
But when God told them to build altars, they could not use stones that had been crafted by man.
后来神叫他们造会幕。
So afterwards, God told them to build the tabernacle.
后来盖圣殿。
And then build the temple.
啊, 因为这个是按照神的心意叫他们做的。
And because God had commanded them to do this according to
his will, 所以他们敬拜的中心应该往这个会幕还有圣殿里面。
So the center of their worship should be towards the tabernacle and the temple.
但是我们看到一直到列王的时代啊, 他们常常都还在秋坛献祭。
But we see that even in the time of the kings, the people still worshipped in the high places.
尤其后来啊, 他们掺杂外邦人啊, 啊, 所造的那个坛啊, 已经不是原来神给他们, 啊, 主事的那个坛。
Especially afterwards when they began to mix their practices with pagan practices so that even the altar was not the altar that God told them to build.
而且在那个秋坛当中啊, 有很多啊, 有木头造的偶像。
And where they set up these high places, they also had many wooden idols.
啊, 虽然好多的王都想要把这些啊, 习惯把它除掉啊, 但是又除不掉。
And even though many kings attempted to remove these practices,
也有的王啊, 离开神以后, 就铸造更多的
All of them were unsuccessful, and even some kings wanted to build more high places to worship idols. And that's why when we read 1st and 2nd Kings, we see often in the commentary of the kings, it says they did everything except remove the high places. But in the time of King Hezekiah, because he was determined to follow the word of God,
他就下定决心把这些丘坛全部拆毁。
He resolved to remove all the high places.
不要让以色列百姓又在那边拜偶像。
So that the Israelites will not go and worship idols there.
摩西的时代曾经造了铜蛇。
During the time of Moses, they had made a bronze snake.
因为他们在旷野路的时候非常难走。
Because when they were walking in the wilderness, it was very difficult. So the Israelites began to complain. And fiery serpents came among the people, and many people died. And God commanded Moses to build a serpent out of bronze. And to hang this bronze serpent at a high place. And if any of the people were bitten by these fiery serpents, they just had to look at the bronze serpent and they will live.
本来这个铜蛇就是预表耶稣基督要被膏起要带给我们生命的。
And originally, this bronze serpent is to represent Lord Jesus on how he is uplifted and will bring us life.
但是时间久了以后，以色列百姓反而把这个铜蛇当作偶像一样的去拜他。
But after the passing of time, the Israelites treated this bronze serpent like an idol and began worshipping it.
所以我们看到说，不管是丘坛也好，铜蛇也。 也好啊，这个都有它的历史上的意义在里面。And
we see that whether it's the high places or the bronze serpent, these things all existed because of historical reasons.
但是时间久了以后啊，变成取代神的地位。But
as time passed, gradually these began to replace God.
所以一个人决心要寻求神，讨神的喜悦。So
a person makes a determination to follow God and to please God.
虽然这些有历史上的价值。
Even though some things exist because of valid reasons,
但是还是要下决心把它除掉。
They must make the determination to remove them.
才不能影响到一个人神在我们心中的地位。
So that these things don't replace God in our hearts.
因为我们要专心侍奉神单单侍奉他。
Because we must wholeheartedly serve God and serve God alone.
任何的人、任何的事物都不能够取代神在我们心中的地位。
So that no person or no thing can replace God in our hearts.
这样才能够得神的喜悦。
Only then can we be pleasing in God's sight.
所以我们看到说，西家他立志要把以色列百姓带回归向神。
So we see King Hezekiah made the determination to bring the people back to God.
也影响到以色列剩下的一些余民，就是遗留下来的一些百姓，他们回到耶路撒冷来拜神。
And in doing so, he also had a positive influence on all the remnant of the kingdom of Israel, all the people who still survived, and they were able to come back to Jerusalem to worship God.
所以圣经里面说，我们如果要寻求神，神就会让我们寻见。
And that's why the Bible says, if we seek God, he will be found.
其实神离我们个人不远。
And God is not afar from us.
我们只要专心寻求他，你就能够遇见他。
If we are willing to wholeheartedly seek him, then we will see him.
我们看到西家的第二个事迹，就是洁净神的殿。When
we look at King Hezekiah's life, the second incident that occurred was the cleansing of the temple.
我们看历代志下29章。Let's
turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志下29章。2
Chronicles chapter 29.
第三节。Verse 3.
历代志下29章。
2
Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3.
我们要读到第十节。
We're going to read verses 3 to verse 10.
第三节。
Verse 3.
元年正月开了神殿的门，重新修理。第四节。
Four.
他召众祭司和利未人来，聚集在东边的旷阔处，对他们说：“啊，利未人啊，当听我说，现在你们要洁净住起，又要洁净主你们列祖神的殿，从圣所中啊，除去污秽之物。”第六节。
Six.
我们列祖犯了罪，行主我们神眼中看为恶的事，离弃他，转脸背向他的居所。第七节。
Seven.
封锁廊门，吹灭灯火，不在圣所中向以色列神烧香布献燔祭。第八节。
Eight.
因此神的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷，将其中的百姓啊抛来抛去，令人惊骇耻笑，正如你们亲眼所看到的。第九节。
Nine.
所以我们的祖宗倒在刀下，我们的妻子儿女也被掳掠。第十节。
Ten.
现在我心中有意与主以色列的神立约，好使他的愤怒转离我们。我们看到西家第二一做完以后第一件事情就是把圣殿的门打开。
We see that after King Hezekiah became king, immediately he opened the doors of the temple.
重新修理，把污秽除净。
And he repaired the temple and removed all the rubbish.
因为以前的王啊，把他们离开神。
Because the previous kings have departed from God.
一开始啊，效法外邦人啊，把那个叙利亚的祭坛啊。那个样式造了一个放在神圣殿里面。
And they even followed the practices of the foreign people and even put a Syrian altar into the temple.
把原来拜神的祭坛，他们就把它挪到旁边去了。
And they moved the altar that was originally used to worship God.
他们没有按照神的吩咐在那里拜神。
And they did not worship God according to how God commanded them.
所以神就让他失败，
so、God
让他们失败，
gave them up to trouble and failure.
所以很多的犹大城同样被攻取了。
So a lot of the cities of Judah were captured.
所以很多的百姓也是被掳掠或者是被抛来抛去。
And a lot of the people were also taken captive or thrown around.
所以西家说，我现在定义要跟神重新立约。
And that's why King Hezekiah says, it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord.
要让神的怒气离开我们。
That his fierce wrath may turn away from us.
所以他就把利未人招来。
So he called together all the Levites.
说你们要先洁净自己。
And he told them you must sanctify yourselves.
因为一个人要服侍神当的时候先要洁净自己。 然后用圣洁的身心来侍奉神。
And using a sanctified heart and mind, they can come to worship God.
然后他就说我们要来洁净神的殿。
And he told them, we must sanctify the house of the Lord.
这个圣殿的门重新打开。
And to open the doors of the house of the Lord.
圣殿里面污秽的东西全部把它清除掉。
And to carry out all the rubbish from the holy place.
按照神的愤怒把以前神愤怒的那些圣殿里面的器物全部归回原位。
And to move back all the articles of the temple that God had commanded them originally to put in the temple.
结果这些利未人他们就遵照西家王的吩咐洁净住基，洁净神的殿。
And so the Levites and the priests listened to the word of King Hezekiah and they sanctified themselves and sanctified the house of the Lord.
我们知道说要立志这样做也要下了很大的决心。
We know that to make this resolve requires a lot.
因为人有软弱，还有很多的阻挡。
Because people have their own weaknesses, and naturally there will be a lot of opposition.
但是当人下定决心要依靠神的时候，
But when a person makes the resolve to rely on God,
神就会扶持，神就会带给人力量。
God will hold them up and God will give them strength.
所以神就帮助他们啊，能够完成圣殿洁净的工作。
So God helped them so that they can complete this task of cleansing the temple.
结果他们从正月一号一直到正月十六号啊，超过半个月的时间啊，才把这个整个圣殿啊，把它洁净完毕。
So they started from the first day of the first month all the way until the 16th day, and they were able to complete this task.
他嘱咐这些啊，利未人说啊，神拣选你们在神的面前来侍奉神。
And King Hezekiah encouraged the Levites and told them that God chose you to serve him.
所以你们要忠心啊，不可以懈怠。
So you must be faithful.
啊，天天啊，在神的面前啊，献祭烧香。
And to offer sacrifices before God and burn incense
every day. 所以他也把利未人啊，他们的职责啊，都分得非常清楚。
So he also restored the tasks and positions of all the Levites.
让他们能够认清自己的使命。
So that they understand their own mission.
啊，在神的殿当中啊，恢复对神的侍奉跟崇拜。
So their service towards God in the house of God was restored.
啊，为着要让以色列民啊，全民回归。
And in order to turn the entire people of Israel back to God.
所以西家王就要求所有的百姓啊，要到神的殿里面向神献祭。
King Hezekiah required all the people to come before the house of God and offer sacrifices.
啊，在献祭的时候，他就承认他们的罪。
And while they were offering sacrifices, he confessed their sins.
所以因为我们得罪神啦，所以我们国家才会失掉神的祝福。
And he confessed and said, "It is because we have sinned against God, and that is why."
所以在神的面前啊，诚心归向他。
And before God, they sincerely confessed and turned back to Him.
所以圣经里面说啊，能够承认啊，能够认罪而且离开罪过的话啊，神就会帮助啊，让他能够凡事亨通。
And that's why the Bible says, if we're willing to confess of our sins and depart from sin, then God will help us and let us be prosperous.
啊，所以西家就带领百姓啊在神的面前认罪悔改。
So King Hezekiah led the people and confessed and repented before God.
因为他们转向神啊，所以神的恩光就照耀他们。
And because they turned back to God, then the glory of God shone upon them.
啊，那又教导百姓要守逾越节，教导百姓要献十分之一。
And King Hezekiah also taught the people to keep the Passover as well as offer tithes.
我们看到这都是啊，他整个国家会复兴的一个原因。
And we see that. These are all reasons why his kingdom was revived.
我们看历代志下三十章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
历代志下三十章。
2 Chronicles chapter 30.
看第一节。
Verse
1. 三十章第一节。
Chapter 30, verse
1. 西家差遣人去见以色列和犹大的众人，又写信给以法莲和马拿西人。叫他们到耶路撒冷神的殿向主以色列的神守逾越节。第二节
Two.
因为王和众首领并耶路撒冷全会众已经商议要在二月内守逾越节。第三节
Three.
正月间、啊、因为他们不能够守，因为自节的祭司尚不够使用，百姓也没有聚集到耶路撒冷。第四节
Four.
王与全会众、啊、都以这事为美、哦、他来说王就跟一些、啊、祭司他们商量、啊啊、要恢复守逾越节。
And in this passage we see that King Hezekiah met with the priests and decided that they must restore the keeping of the Passover.
神吩咐以色列人一年要守七个节期。
God had commanded the Israelites to keep seven festivals or feasts.
每年三次啊，要到圣殿聚集。
And three times a year they have to come to the temple.
啊，这是要维持他们的信仰。
And this is to help them keep their faith.
因为他们常常啊，他们平常都是分散在 整个国家各地方。
Because for the rest of the year, all the Israelites were scattered among the whole land.
虽然每个礼拜有在守安息日。
So even though each week they do keep the Sabbath.
但是因为久了以后啊，有时候信仰上会慢慢的软弱。
But after a while, they might become weak in their faith.
又住在外族当中啊，很容易受到外族不良风气的影响。
And especially for the people who live among all the other foreign nations, they will probably be affected by their customs.
所以神叫他们啊，每年啊有三次要到耶路撒冷守节。
So God had commanded them that three times a year they have to come to Jerusalem to keep a feast.
因为一方面啊，可以促进全国百姓啊，大家的合一啊。能够团结。
On one hand, it could unify the entire kingdom and help them become one.
一方面呢、啊，借着献祭、烧香、学习圣经啊，坚定他们的信仰。
On another hand, in offering sacrifices, burning incense, and keeping the feast, they can strengthen their own faith.
让他们呢、啊，时间久了以后啊，也不会因为环境的影响啊，让他们失掉信仰。
So that they won't be affected by their environment and lose their faith over time.
但是以色列人在软弱的时候啊，常常没有按时间守逾越节。
But when the Israelites were weak, often they did not keep these feasts at their appointed time.
以至于他们越来越软弱。
And it just caused them to become more and more weak in their
faith. 所以西家就立定心志啊，要恢复啊神所吩咐的节期。
And so King Hezekiah was determined to restore this practice of keeping God's feast.
逾越节啊，本来是在正月十四号。
The feast of the Passover is supposed to be kept on the 14th day of the first month.
然后有七天的除酵节。
And there are 7 days where they remove leaven.
但是那个时候啊，因为圣殿还没有洁净啊，所以他们就延迟一个月，在二月啊来补守逾越节。
And because during that time they didn't have enough priests who were consecrated, so they kept the Passover in the second month.
所以西家王啊就派来一些啊人啊，就到全国各地啊去宣告，请他们来守节。
So King Hezekiah sent people all over the kingdom and called everyone back to keep the feast.
结果这些人出去的时候啊。来到有一些地方啊，有的人说讥笑他们呐、啊。
And this chapter records that when the messengers went to some places, the people who received the word laughed at the messengers and mocked them.
30章的10节。
This is recorded in chapter 30, verse 10.
因为他们已经啊有一段时间没有守节了，都忘掉了。
Because they haven't kept the feast for so long, they had forgotten about them.
所以啊，他们对这个守逾越节啊，说要守逾越节，感到好笑。
So when the runners passed through the city and told them to keep the feast, they thought it was very funny.
但是神也感动很多人啊，他们主动出发，很乐意的啊，就来参加守节。
But God also moved a lot of people, so that a lot of people took their own initiative and came to keep.
所以犹大的百姓啊，因为神感动他们，他们一心呐、一心要遵守王的吩咐。
And because God, the hand of God was on Judah, so that they had the singleness of heart to obey the commandment.
所以他们就聚集在耶路撒冷守逾越节。
So they all gathered at Jerusalem to keep the feast.
在神的面前啊，在那边呐、啊，非常的欢乐。
And in front of God, they were very joyful.
说那个欢乐的声音呢、啊，还达到神的圣所。
And the passage records that they're singing. Their gladness even reached the Lord.
我们看历代志下30章的26节。
This is in 2 Chronicles 30:26.
先看25节。
Verse 25。
历代志下30章25节。
2 Chronicles 30:25。
犹大全会众祭司利未人，并那从以色列地来的会众。和聚集的百姓以及犹大聚集的人呐、啊，尽都欢乐。26节。
26。
这样在耶路撒冷啊，大有喜乐。自从以色列王大卫的儿子所罗门的时候，在耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。27节。
27。
那时祭司利未人起来为百姓祝福，他们的声音呐、啊。 蒙神垂听啊，他们的祷告达到天上的圣所啊。哦，他说从来啊，很少有这样大家那么快乐啊，在神的面前守节。
And this passage tells us that since the time of King Solomon, there has been nothing like this.
我们知道神是使人有盼望的神呐。
We know that God is a God who gives us hope.
我们亲近神，神就亲近我们。
If we draw close to God, He will draw close to us.
他会把诸般的喜乐、平安充满到我们的心。
And He will fill our hearts with all joy and gladness.
所以我们亲近神，领受神的恩呐，可以在神的恩中啊，享受极大的喜乐。
So if we draw close to God, then we will be able to live in His grace and joy.
这是西家王带领他们归向神、向神所结呀、带来的喜乐。
And this is the joy that resulted from King Hezekiah, bringing the people to come keep the feast.
为着让这个圣殿的服事啊，能够一直的继续下去。
And in order to allow the service in the temple to continue,
所以西家王鼓励百姓要恢复奉献十分之一。
King Hezekiah encouraged the people to return to their practice of offering.
那这个百姓就把十分之一啊，统统送到圣殿里面去。
And so the people offered their tithe and gave it to the temple.
后来西家王就到圣殿那边去巡视。
And so King Hezekiah went to the temple to see what was happening.
大祭司就跟他讲说啊，我现在百姓非常的富足啊。
And the high priest told King Hezekiah that the people are very prosperous.
因为他们越奉献，神越祝福。
Because the more they offer to God, the more God has blessed
them. 结果他们奉献的东西从三月来啊，一直堆啊，堆到八月啊。
So
堆到七月啊。
They kept offering tithe from the third month all the way to the seventh month.
因为神祝福太大，所以他们的奉献呢、啊、也特别多啊。
Because God's blessing for them was too great, so they had so much to offer.
我们看历代志下的三十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
第七节。
Verse 7.
历代志下三十一章第七节。
2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 7.
说从三月基起到了七月才完，第八节。
8.
西家和众所领来看这个堆垒，就称颂神。又为神的百姓以色列人祝福，第九节。
9.
西家就向祭司利未人查问这个堆垒，第十节。
10.
撒都家的大祭司亚撒利亚回答说啊，自从百姓将供物送到神的殿以来，我们不但吃饱，且剩下甚多，因为神赐福给他的百姓，所剩下的才这样丰盛啊！因为鼓励他们奉献，大家受感动啊，竭力奉献。
Because they had encouraged the people to make offerings, and so they offered with all their heart.
越奉献啊，神越祝福。
And the more they offered, the more God blessed them.
所以神在马拉基书里面说啊，你可以试试看。
That's why in the book of Malachi, God says, "You can test me in this one thing."
把当纳的十分之一啊，全然送入仓库。
And to bring your tithe offering into the storehouses.
你看看啊，神是不是把天上的窗户打开啊，把福气降给你啊，让你没有地方可以收容。
And God will open the windows to heaven so that you will receive so much blessing you don't have any place to store it.
所以十分之一奉献啊，这是一种恩典。
So to offer tithe itself is a blessing.
因为我们把神所赐给我们的拿出一小部分啊来奉献给神，向神感恩。
Because we offer a small part to God as thanksgiving for all that He has given us.
你能够晓得感恩啊，神就赐给你更多的恩典。
And if we know how to show thankfulness to God, then God
will bless us
even
more. 本来神叫我们不可以试探他。
And God had told us that we cannot test Him.
对这个十分之一的奉献说，你可以试试看。
But concerning the offering of tithes, God says you can test me in this.
也就是说，你可以做一段时间试试看。
In other words, God is telling us if we don't believe it, we can try offering tithes for a while.
或者是你的家里的人啊，一两个人先做做看。
or maybe have one or two people in your household to try offering tithe.
啊，神是按照他所应许的来祝福给你。
And see whether God will do according to what He has promised.
啊，这是我们看到西家王啊，他行神眼中看得为正的事情。
And we see that these are the things that King Hezekiah has done when he did what was right according to the eyes of the Lord.
带领百姓归向神，向神敬拜。
And he led the people to God and worship God.
而且我神就祝福他。
And so God blessed him.
说让他所行的，无论到哪里去啊，凡事都亨通顺利。
God blessed him so that whatever he did, he prospered.
啊，但是我们知道说一个人要归向神的时候，往往也会遭遇到一些阻挡。
But we know that when a person determines to draw close to God, they will face opposition.
有时候这是对人一种信心上的一种考验。
And a lot of times, this is a type of test that we will face in our faith.
结果他带领百姓归向神的时候，结果西亚述王啊，派了大军啊，就来跟他打仗。
So when King Hezekiah led all the people to return to God, the king of Assyria led his army to come attack him.
所以我们知道说这个背后是撒旦的一种力量啊，要阻挡百姓归向神。
And we know that behind this is the power of the devil who is trying to prevent the people from returning to God.
还要让他们失掉信心。
So that they will lose faith.
但是我们看到这个西家王啊，在那个时候一开始当然也有软弱了。
And when we look at King Hezekiah, when he saw this army coming, he also had his own weaknesses.
因为他本来想说我们要专心归向神，所以他就背叛亚述了。
Because originally he said he wanted to wholeheartedly return to God, and that's why he would rebel against Assyria.
亚述王先派一个将军来。
So Assyria sent a general to
Judah first. 说你靠着什么来背叛我？
And the general said to the king,by what are you trying to rebel against me with?
哎呀，西家王一开始有点软弱。
And in the beginning, Hezekiah was weak.
啊，看到大军压境啊。
When he saw the great army drawing close.
啊，所以他就啊，向这个亚述王认罪，要跟他求和。
He wanted to admit to the king of Assyria that he was wrong and wanted to seek peace.
我背叛了你，我得罪你了。
And he said to the king of Assyria, I had rebelled against you, and I had
啊，你要花我多少钱呢？我都要给你。
How much do you want to punish me and fine me for this?
亚述王就花他很多的金银。
So King Assyria demanded that he pay him a certain fine.
但事实上啊，那个时候啊，西家王根本没有那么多钱呢。
But King Hezekiah didn't have that much gold and silver to give to
Assyria. 所以他就把圣殿里面啊，这个柱柱上面、墙壁上的金鳞通通刮下来。
So he took down all the gold in the pillars and the walls of the temple.
啊，把这些金鳞啊都送到那个亚述王那里去。
And he delivered all of this gold and silver to the king of Assyria.
啊，但是啊，不但没有得到那个亚述王的同意，不攻击他。
But not only did the king of Assyria accept his tribute and decide not to attack him. 反而
换得这个亚述王更大的羞辱。
It resulted in the king of Assyria shaming Hezekiah even more.
啊，所以啊，有时候神也借这个环境啊来操练一个人。
So a lot of times God will also use our environment to train a person.
让这个西家王在走投无路的时候，他只有啊在急难当中唯有依靠神。
So that for King Hezekiah, at this point where he had nowhere else to turn to, he has to turn to God.
因为事实上啊，他两个小支派啊，怎么能够抵挡那么大的啊亚述大军呢？
Because the reality was his kingdom was just these last two tribes. There was no way he can go against the armies of Assyria.
很多的城邑啊都被攻取了，只剩下这个耶路撒冷啊。
And most of his cities had already been captured. He only had the city of Jerusalem left.
啊，所以西家王一方面啊，立志怎么把这个城锁好啊，把那个城墙啊修得高一点。
And on one hand, King Hezekiah was trying to fortify his city and to build a higher city wall.
哎呀，让那个王宫啊，保护的地方啊，把那个城墙加固。
And to also fortify the area around the palace.
啊，他也把那个犹大地的一些 And he
also stopped all the aqueducts and the
说不要把那个水啊流给亚述的军队。
All the aqueducts in the land of Judah so that the waters won't flow to where
the enemies of Assyria was. 然后他把一些水源啊就引到那个耶路撒冷的城里面。
And he diverted a lot of the reservoirs so that the water flowed towards the city of Jerusalem.
那人尽人的力量啊做好这个防卫的工作。
And he did everything in man's ability to fortify
the
city.
他交代百姓说啊这个亚述王他的军队怎么骂我你们都不要听他们的。
And he told his people that no matter how the king of Assyria insulted them, they should not respond.
因为神会为我们征战。
Because God will fight for us.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以叫做这些百姓啊不要惧怕。
So he told his people to not be afraid.
但事实上啊这个亚述军啊实在太强大了。
But the reality was the armies of Assyria was too powerful.
在走投无路当中啊，他唯一的方法就是靠神。
And when he had no option, he could only turn to God.
有一个亚述的将军来啊，就责骂以色列人，责骂西西家王，责骂以色列人的神。
And one of the commanders of Assyria came and rebuked. The kingdom of Judah and rebuked King Hezekiah and God. On one hand, he tried to threaten them. On another hand, he tried to deceive them. And he told the people, don't listen to the words of King Hezekiah. How can King Hezekiah even save you?
你看他不是把那个秋坛啊，把一些偶像都除掉了吗?
Look at him. Didn't he remove all the high places and
all the wooden
images?
你看列国当中啊，哪一个国家可以胜过我?
And look at all the nations that Assyria had conquered. Which one of these nations?
他们也有他们的神啊，但是他们通通被我打败了。
All the nations we have conquered also had their own gods, but they were all defeated.
所以你们如果听西家王的话，你们会挨饿。
If you listen to the words of King Hezekiah, you will starve.
你们如果来投降我的话，我可以把你们带到一个非常好的有葡萄园、有果园的一个地方，在那边安居。
But if you surrender to me, then I will bring you to a very prosperous land with vineyards, and you can live in peace there.
哦，一方面恐吓啊，一方面啊威胁，一方面又欺骗他们。
So he tried to threaten and scare them and also deceive them.
这个西西家王啊，他一方面啊就跑到圣殿，在神的面前祷告。
So King Hezekiah went to the temple and prayed to God.
一方面啊叫人去找那个以赛亚先知。
And he also sent someone to go find the prophet Isaiah.
请求先知啊一样的要专心为着国家、为着百姓来祷告神。
And he asked the prophet to pray for the people and pray for the kingdom.
西西家王对以赛亚先知说
And King Hezekiah said to Isaiah,
我们现在所遇到的急难呢
This problem that we are facing right now,
我就好像一个惨难的妇人
I am like a woman who in labor.
要生小孩子就在那个痛苦当中啊就生不下来。
And I'm trying to give birth, but I have no strength.
在那边啊他们已经啊完全绝望了。
And he's trying to explain to the prophet that he is in complete despair.
所以主有立志寻求神。
And the only thing he can do is make a determination to
rely on God. 亚述王的信啊就把它摊开放在圣殿放在神的面前。
And he put the letter that he received from Assyria in the temple before God.
他说神啊真的这个亚述王把列国啊都消灭掉了。
And he prayed to God and said, Lord, the king of Assyria truly has defeated and captured all the nations.
但是我们知道他们列国所拜的那些偶像根本就不是神啊。
But we know that the gods of these lands that they have wasted are not truly gods.
所以没有办法保护他们。
And that's why they were not able to protect them.
但是唯有你啊，你才是创造万物的神啊。
But only you, God, is the God who created all creation.
所以为着你的名，为着你的荣耀。
and for your name and for your glory.
啊，求你来拯救我们。
I pray that you save us from his
hand. 啊，脱离这个亚述王的手。
So that we can be delivered from the hand of Assyria.
啊，结果啊，他的祷告啊，因为和神的旨意啊，是为着神的名，为着神的荣耀这样来祷告。
And because he prayed to God according to God's will, he prayed for God's name and God's glory.
神的话马上临到先知啊，以赛亚就派人来告诉他。
The word of God immediately came to the prophet, and Isaiah sent someone to tell Hezekiah.
说你们不要惧怕，神垂听了你们的祷告，神要救你们脱离亚述王的手。
And told them to do not be afraid, because God has heard your prayers, and God will deliver you from the hands of Assyria.
所以我们跟他说，他诚心的悔改祷告啊，啊神就马上垂听了。
And we see that because he repented earnestly and prayed to God, God heard his prayer.
我们看列王记下十九章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 19.
列王记下十九章。
2 Kings chapter 19.
二十节。
Verse 20.
十九章二十节。
Chapter 19, verse 20.
亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚打发人去见西西家说，主以色列的神主主说，你既然求我攻击亚述王亚西拿基利，我已经听见了。二十一节。
21.
神论到他，论到这个亚述王这样说，西安的处女啊，藐视你，耻笑你，耶路撒冷的女子向你摇头。二十二节。
22.
你辱骂谁呢？你亵渎谁呢？扬起身来高举眼目攻击谁呢？乃是攻击以色列的圣者啊！神借着以赛亚先知啊，就来回答西西家王。
Through Isaiah, God responded to Hezekiah.
说你的祷告啊，神已经听见了。
And told them that God has heard your prayer.
啊，所以论到这个西西家王啊，他攻击犹大，攻击犹大人的神。
And and God told Hezekiah that he heard Sennacherib, king of Assyria, attack the.
所以他将要受到西安尼族的耻笑。
And because he did this, so that he will be despised by the virgin, the daughter of Zion.
啊，神要把他们呐、啊，啊，我们看这个三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32。
所以神论亚述王说，他必不得来到这个城，也不得在这里射箭，不得拿盾牌到城前，也不筑垒攻城。三十三节。他从哪条路来，必从哪条路回去，必不得来到这城，这是神说的。三十四节。因为我为自己的缘故，又要为仆人大卫的缘故来保护拯救这个城啊！而神说啊，他要亲自拯救这个城。
So God told Hezekiah that he will defend the city himself.
所以这个城啊，这个地方啊，亚述王没有办法来啊，这个不是他受箭的地方。
So that the king of Assyria cannot come to this place. He cannot shoot an arrow here.
啊，所以二十八节说啊，神要用鸽子啊，把它勾回去。
And in verse 28, God says, he will put his hook in his nose.
所以他从哪条路来，他要败亡回去呀。
So, whatever way he came, he will return the same way because he will be defeated.
真的在那一天晚上啊，神就派天使啊，进到亚述营当中。
And then on that night, God sent an angel into their camp.
一夜之间啊，就把亚述的军队杀掉了185,000人。
And in a single night, 185,000 of the Assyrians were killed.
啊，这个亚述王一起来，看到遍地都是尸体。
And when the king of Assyria woke up, all he saw was corpses.
所以最后他就把剩下的一些啊军兵啊啊就带着就回去了。
So he took the soldiers that were still alive and took them back.
回去了以后，在他们偶像庙里面呐、啊，在拜的时候。
And when he returned to Nineveh and he was worshiping in the temple of
Assyria, 有他两个儿子啊，就把他杀掉了。
two of his sons came and killed him.
啊，所以这个亚述国啊，后来就渐渐的就衰败下来了。
And because of that, the kingdom of Assyria slowly diminished in power.
啊，所以因为这个西西家专心寻求神。
Because King Hezekiah wholeheartedly worshiped God.
所以在急难当中啊，神亲自为他征战。
So when he was in this time of trouble, God helped him.
啊，让他脱离了亚述还有一切的仇敌。
So that he was delivered from Assyria and all his enemies.
让他的事境能够带来平安。
So that God brought peace to his.
让西西家王啊，在众城邦当中啊，众国当中啊，啊，被尊为大。
So that God brought peace to his life, so that he was. Highly regarded in all the lands.
啊，因为他专心呐、啊，寻求神。
Because he wholeheartedly sought after God.
啊，所以我们最后读一段圣经啊。
So let's turn to one last passage.
啊，历代志下三十二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 32.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
历代志下三十章二十七节。
Second Chronicles chapter 32, verse 27.
二十七节
，27，
说西家王大有尊荣之才，建造府库，收藏金银宝石、香料、盾牌和各样的宝器。二十八
，28，
又建造仓房，收藏五谷、新酒和油，又为各类牲畜盖棚立圈。二十九节
，29，
并且建立城邑，还有许多的羊群、牛群。因为神赐他极多的财产，三十节。
30，
这西家也塞住基逊的上源，引水逐下流到大卫城的西边。西家所行的尽都亨通啊！哦，所以因为他专心寻求神，神呢富足得到大尊荣。
Because he wholeheartedly sought after God, so God blessed him and allowed him to receive a lot of blessings.
凡他所行的尽都亨通。
So he prospered in all his works.
啊，所以求主帮助我们呢、啊，我们能够寻求神呐、啊，神就做你的依靠，做你随时的帮助。
So we also ask God to help us. If we're willing to seek God, then God will help us and become our reliance.
我们来唱诗四百四十一首。
Let's turn to hymn number 441.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing verses 1 and 5.